We know you have a lot of sucky broadcasts to choose from, so thank you for listening to this sucky broadcast. And now, here's Bradley Laborman.
What's up? I think I'm on. Yeah, I'm good. I'm here. What's up, everybody? Happy whatever day of the week this is. Is this Wednesday? Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to you. I hope you're having a good day. A good evening. Whenever you're listening to this in your vehicle, I hope you're having a good time. That's what matters to me. This is this sucky broadcast. I am live. I am desperately trying to get on the radio and have this be a radio show or a TV talk show like in the old days. So that's what I do. And I've been wandering around. I've been getting more active on social media again. And one of the things that I've been doing on my social media platform is I have been on the TikTok. I was on the TikTok a long time ago when they approached me at the VidCon, 2015, I think it was, VidCon. And I was at the booth trying to get on to famous birthdays. And this person came up to me and said, "We have this app called Musical.ly. And would you like to get on Musical.ly and be on the app?" And I said, "Yes, I would, because I'm not happy with Periscope." So I got onto Musical.ly and I started making videos, and then you were able to go live. And then a bunch of young people said, "Hey, old man, get off of here." And so then I got off of Musical.ly. And I left when it became TikTok. And then I left. And I came back and I restarted everything again. And in my travels on TikTok, I met some very interesting people, and I have discovered many great things. And one of the people I met was Reese Perez right here.
Hi.
Hello, welcome. Now, I stumbled upon Reese's page because, I don't know. I honestly have no idea. I'm going to be honest with you, and this is nothing against you, but I don't know what I'm doing. I swear I don't want to do it, but there's a specific algorithm that I'm hitting on TikTok, and so 90% of the time, it's literally just people going, "Hey, check out my link on my Instagram," or whatever, like that thing, yeah. or that whatever. And then all of a sudden you popped up and I go, "Oh, this isn't the normal situation." And yeah. You were like working on music and stuff like that. And I was like, "Oh, this person's cool." And then you were talking about agency, and I had just dealt with some guy that was doing agency that said, "If you join my agency, I'll give you a bunch of gifts," and it was a bunch of fake stuff. And I knew, and I know it's fake stuff. I can always tell it's fake stuff because they said, "We like your content," and then I'm like, "That you've never watched my content, because if you watch my content, you'd know I was live and all this other stuff." So yeah. I just was like, I was giving up on agency. There was a couple of people and I didn't know all about or whatever. And then you said, "Hey, that's what I do," and then I applied, and now I missed the meeting already, but
and now I'm your agent.
Yeah, that's it. Wait, is that official? Because I want to know, because they said, "We will assign somebody to you." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "No, you don't have to do that. I'll just take Reese." Like that was me. I was like,
"It's basically me just texting my boss and being like, 'Hey, we got a new creator. Just slide him on over.'"
Yeah, that's it. Okay, that's perfect. Yeah. Because that's it. I was like, Reese has to deal with my boomer ass on this thing, because I don't know what I'm doing. I do know what I'm doing, though, and that's the nice thing about it, is that social media, that's the nice thing about social media, is I've been on it forever, and I've been on all the trends, and I got to beta test all the trends, and so this is child's play for me.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I was fangirling a little bit when I was watching your live stream, and you were saying all of my favorite YouTubers when
right.
I was in middle school.
Right, and that's something where So I was always doing the podcast. I kind of quit for the summer or whatever, because I had moved to Texas and whatever. And so I was doing the podcast on and off, and then I quit during the summer. And I had really like stepped away from doing social media stuff. Really, I was tweeting occasionally, getting into fights, and I was playing on TikTok once in a while. And I got tickets to, I saw there was a post for VidSummit. And I was like, oh, I never went to VidSummit because somebody was on there and I didn't like that person at the time. And I was like, I should have done that when I had a chance. But it's in L.A., so whatever. And then I saw, no, it's not in L.A., it's in Texas. It's in Dallas. And I go,
no.
Oh, cool, we should, I should look into it. And I was like, that's an expensive ticket for somebody who, I haven't done anything in a while. I'm not going to pay like $1,000 for a ticket. But then somebody was like, the post that I saw was like, we're giving away tickets. And then I won. And it was a random drawing, and it was very cool because I watched my name pop up in the random drawing, and I was like, "Oh, I won!" And then I went to VidSummit, and people were like, "Oh, I know you. I've remembered your stuff." And then I felt popular again, and I felt cool. And then I was like, "I'm gonna TikTok now, like crazy."
Yeah.
Here I am.
Come to the dark side.
Yes, come to the dark side. Exactly. There was that time where I was like, "Are they hacking my information?" And then I'm like, "I don't care." And I've said that numerous times.
Like, I hear that every day from my family because, like, I don't know. I'm the only one in my family that even has the app TikTok, let alone makes videos on it.
Yeah.
And so I'm so ready for Christmas because during Thanksgiving, my mom was just going around to every aunt and all my grandparents going, oh, yeah, like, Reese just does TikTok now.
Mm-hmm.
And a very, like, condescending tone of, like, yeah, she's, like, she's a TikToker.
And are you, like, and then you're going to show up and be, like, hey, mom, look at all my TikTok money.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's how I imagine like YouTube probably was back in the day. Where it was probably.
Oh, no, it was. It was.
Yeah, I was
it
like,
was.
Oh, you're a YouTuber.
I'm so old on YouTube that. So I had my public access show. And early on, there was this place where you could webcam and people, you could send a link and your family could chat with you while you were webcamming. And I thought, what if I put the studio into the webcam slot and then I sent out the link on Facebook, and I said, if you click on this link, you can watch the show on your computer. And then people started doing it, and I had Justine on. I had Justine come on and do the thing. And because I was also in this contest, there was a contest way back in 2005, 2006, before you were born. I'm just kidding, you're not that young. But 2005, 2006, there was this thing called the Yahoo Talent Search. And it was people would submit videos and then you could vote and whoever were the top three winners would win something, and I just seemed was one of the winners. And there were these people like Rhett and Link and like all these people. Yeah, all these people like Venetian Princess who fell off the face of the earth, but now she's back. Like she just came back and she started doing TikTok, stuff like that. But it's just so weird to see all these people and then that got popular, and then I met Justine, and then I was already doing like live streaming stuff, and Justin Kahn started Justin TV, and he had Justine over there, and Justine was like, you should give Bradley a beta test on this because he's kind of already doing this. So I got to join that, and then from there it was like Ustream opened up, like all these things started opening up, and Blog TV, which became You Now, and all these other, and like, and
what
Justin
You Now streamer,
Justin TV is now Twitch. It used to be, that used to be Justin TV a long time ago, but they lost my account. You Now, I bet I could log into You Now, and I bet I still have an account on You Now. Oh, but I feel like I'm kind of afraid to do that, but maybe I will do that later. I might check and see if I have an account over there. I probably have like a bunch of like something or other. Yeah, Brody, I know. So it's just been just a chain of different things, and I apologize everybody for my dog. He's usually really quiet during the show. But I think one of my neighbors is tormenting him. I think one of my neighbor dogs is tormenting him. So that's the deal there. So anyways, Reese, you're on the show. You're the guest. So how'd you get started
on all this stuff? I was going to say I got super bored during quarantine. But honestly, it started like before COVID. I graduated high school at 16 and was bored out of my mind. I decided to like take a semester before I started college. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just gonna like start making TikToks and like whatever. Back, I think it had just changed to TikTok. Like, I wanna say this was like a couple months after it turned from Musical.ly to TikTok. And so you're muted.
I am. I can't even run my own equipment right now. You said, I was muted, everybody. You said 2016?
No, okay, so maybe it was a little later. This was like late 2019.
Oh yeah, I think it was still, I feel like it was TikTok by then.
Okay.
Because it really switched over, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like making content, and then there was a girl at my school that was like big on TikTok. And so she was like, you know what, like, let's start making videos together. And then from there, it just, that's kind of how I realized social media works. It's like, then you meet a friend, and then a friend introduces you to a friend. And then I started, I think I had one video just go absolutely viral over quarantine. And that's when I was like, okay, like, I'm going to actually start doing this. And I hit like 30,000 followers. And I was super excited. And then college really kicked in and everything. And I was like feeling like an adult. And I was like, this is silly. Like, I'm going to like put this on the back burner. Literally put TikTok aside, I want to say, for like 2 years. And then this year I graduated college, kind of. That's a long story about why that's a kind of. And I got signed to this big agency in LA, and I was super excited. And I was like, okay, well, I'm done with college. I don't really have a real job. I'm living with my parents. I need to be doing something that makes my life look like a lot less lame.
Right.
I started going live more, and I did not realize how lucrative it was. I don't think a lot of people realize that, like, people are making triple their like normal, like just like a normal income, just like streaming on TikTok. Yeah. And I was like, whoa. And so I started doing it daily. And then I was getting all these like stupid DMs from TikTok agencies. And I was like, okay, these are like obviously scams.
Right.
I was like, okay, obviously TikTok agencies are like a thing. And I know that I want to be a part of one, but I don't want to be a part of any kind of scammy one. So I did my own research and I found Infinitum. And I was like, okay, like these people seem legit. Might as well just apply and see what happens. I got accepted and literally just met like the sweetest people on earth. I was like, wow, like these people actually like have the best interest for me. I got to meet my agent. She's like my boss now, like from like the agent point of view, like she's like top agent. Mm-hmm. I just started making content with them. And then one of our agents left. And so I was like, okay, like maybe I try to like do like management, that way my parents can stop telling everybody that I'm just a TikToker, because this is getting really embarrassing. Like,
right,
yes, right. I'm making like FU money and like that's really nice, but I want to like stop being known as a TikToker.
Yeah, that's I think, and you're gonna find that no matter what age you become, your parents are always just like I was legitimately working on a television show on True TV. And my mom was like, so do you have like a backup job lined up for like if this when this falls through, do you have something? And I did, and I glad I listened to her. I did have stuff going on. So, but I was just like literally like going like, hey, you need to borrow some money? Here's some money. Like I was like doing that, which is great because now I'm like, can I borrow money? So I always be like, remember a long time ago when I was lucrative and rich and I was lending you money all the time? Send it back this way. But it is that thing where it's like, no matter how old you get, your parents are always going to be like, and they're just looking out for you. And I get it, but it's still.
So I was like, okay, like I need some way to make this sound a little bit better than my current situation. So I applied for the agent position and then didn't hear anything back for like 2 months. And I was like, oh, like, you know what? Like, I get it. Like, I'm 21 years old. These people are all like in their 30s. Like, I get it. I wasn't chosen as an agent. I'm not going to, but I hadn't heard anything. So that was just like an assumption. I'm at my family's house for Thanksgiving and I'm getting just so much shit from everybody. I don't know. Am I cursing the air?
You just did. So it doesn't matter. No, you're fine. You're good. You're good. You can do whatever you want. It's fine.
I was getting so much like flack from my family and I was like, oh my God. Like, so then I get a call from my agent. And I was like, oh God, like, I hope I'm not getting let go of this agency. Like, this is the one thing I have going for me right now.
Right.
And she's like, hey, remember that job that you applied for like a while ago? And I was like, yeah. She's like, do you want the position? And I was like, well, yeah. Like, obviously she goes, okay, like it took forever because we had to get everything logistically done and figure out like, you're like the first like new agent that we're signing. So like, we needed to like actually have like a training course for you and everything. She's like, but you're in. And she's like, and in a week, we're all going to visit TikTok Studios and we rented a mansion in Hollywood Hills. And do you want to like come stay with us for a week? And do you want to come tour TikTok? And I was like, your timing could not have been better. Thank you so much. Yes.
Can I also, that's awesome. But can I also, was the mansion in Hollywood Hills this like mansion and it has like these weird pools in the back and I don't know. Here's the deal. Like, there's always, every time somebody's like, we're doing a shoot at a mansion in Beverly, in Hollywood Hills. You got a picture of it?
I'll show you the weirdest part was this chair. So you walked into the house and you're greeted by this chair.
I think that's the same place. Okay.
And then this was the view. And then you look up from that chair and there's just this gigantic, like, fossilized shark skull, and all the teeth have been replaced by rhinestones. And then you go downstairs, mm-hmm. and there's just like an entire room that's a movie theater, and then there's like a pool room. And I was like, where am I? Like, what? Yeah. Like, a week ago, I was just like unemployed and sad in my room because I had no direction in life, and now I'm staying here.
Listen, Reese, Reese Perez is on the show with me. She's a TikToker. She's part of a TikTok agency. She's an agent for TikTok, agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. sort of thing. But she's talking to me, and I am telling her right now that I have been there. I have been on the ups, and I have been on the downs, and I have been in my living back in my parents' back room going, what am I doing? I was just in New York City making television, and now I'm back here in the middle of Iowa doing nothing. And so I know I have been there, and it is, you just have to make the opportunities. It's funny because I swear that it's going to be the same mansion. I think it might not been, because every time I would do a shoot and they'd be like, oh yeah, we're shooting at this mansion in the Hollywood Hills, it'd always be the same place.
Yeah.
And then I hadn't been there for a long time. And then the last time I think I was there was, this is how long ago, I was in a Lele Pons video. Tuan and Lele Pons got married, and I was the priest in this video, and I was just happy that when they put it out, people in the comments were like, hey, that's Bradman TV, and I was like, yes, people recognize me, that's great, so good job. But it's not about, I just had a good agent. I had an agent who randomly worked a lot with, she had mostly kids.
Okay.
And me. I was like an old guy in her group. And then she had a bunch of kids. Yeah. So, kids
and you.
Yeah, that's it. You've got me now. So you're my agent now. But that was the thing, was like she had a lot of things where like Lele would need like a kid for like some sketch she was doing. And then one day she was like, do you know anybody to be a priest? And I'm like, I'll be a priest. I'll go get an outfit right now and be a priest. I kept the outfit because they said, we'll reimburse you for the outfit and you can keep it. And I go, great. And now I use it all the time for random stuff. So I just go around and bless people. Good times. But so with the agency, what does an agency do exactly on TikTok?
I mean, so like specifically, like we're a TikTok live agency. We gotta be super specific with that.
Okay.
And so like we work directly like with TikTok. Like we are directly like in a relationship with TikTok, and that's why like I get to do fun stuff, like visit TikTok Live Studios, which is like a really fun experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically a way of like TikTok's really trying to become more of like a live platform, which is why every other video you see like is a live video.
Right.
And so like they're doing tons of fun events. Like TikTok Live is always like going live on their own account. And like if you ever like see like a TikTok live stream and then it's somebody else, likely their agency set that up. And so that's kind of like what we do, is we just harbor the relationship between creators and TikTok and help y'all become friends.
Gotcha. All become friends. You said y'all. Where are you from?
I'm from California. Okay, so that's a really funny question. Where am I not from?
Oh, but you lived in Nashville, right? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, New Orleans. So
New Orleans, that's it.
Born and raised in Southern California.
Okay.
Raised by my mom, who moved here when she was 16 from Colombia, and my dad, who's Spanish. So very Hispanic household. And then I moved to New Orleans for college, and now I'm living in the Bay.
Okay.
So it's created a little bit of an interesting dialect and a bit of an interesting accent.
Yeah. That's good. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
But
so.
I miss New Orleans. I mean, why I even moved back here is because I'm also an actor. Like, that's my main. Let's be so clear. Like, I love social media. It's awesome. It's cool. I'm doing this to pay the bills so that I can be an actor.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But that's how I even ended up home, is I was studying law. Like, I was a pre-law student, and I was doing great, and I was on track to, like, I was doing great on my LSATs. I was like, okay, like, I'm going to law school. What would have been my last semester of college, I was like, what am I doing? Like, why am I going to, like, I don't want to be a lawyer. Like, I want to have fun with my life. Like, what is going on? And so I was watching the show Daisy Jones and the Six. Phenomenal show if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that.
It's basically a show loosely based off of the relationship of Fleetwood Mac, but, like, fiction.
Okay.
Really good show. And I was watching it, and I was, like, I was getting emotional and upset that I wasn't in the show. Even though I, like, had never, like, I was, like, getting this, like, emotional feeling. I was, like, I want to be in this. Like, why am I not in this? And so I did not know how to join, like, a real acting agency or anything. And so little naive me just took little photos in my room of myself and looked up agents in the Southeast and applied to the first agency that I saw in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And by the grace of God, got an email back from them being like, you seem interesting. We'd like to meet you in person, ?
Right, right. Good. That's good.
And so I come in and they're like, you have no acting experience on TV, right? And I was like, no, like I did professional theater as a kid, like stage theater, but I've never been in front of a camera or anything. And they're like, well, you have a great personality. And that's like 90% of the way in Hollywood. They just want people that are like fun.
Right, right.
And so they signed me on the spot and they're like, we're going to sign you. And you're like, but you need to like get actual headshots. And I was like, you know what? Fair enough.
Yeah. That was my agent. I remember that's how sort of the same thing was like, I was doing everything on my own and I didn't really think of, I was doing social media, right? And I was doing television, but I was still like live streaming and doing stuff like that. And so I never thought like, well, I don't need an agent to be on Periscope or whatever that.
Yeah.
And then I was at, I went to VidCon, and when I got there, Al Roker had put out some list of the top 10 live streamers. And like, so I land in LA or for VidCon.
Yeah.
And I head to VidCon with my friends. And when I get there, somebody's like, hey, can we interview you? Because you're one of the top 10 live streamers. And I was like, what? And so it turned into this whole thing where like, everybody was like trying to asked me to be on it on platforms like that. I was like, this is great. But I was at the bar and some mother had brought her kids for VidCon.
Yeah.
And she was an agent. And she was like, when are you going to be here for a while? Let's meet. And yeah. I said, yeah, let's meet. So I met with her and then she was my agent. I signed her and she was great. She was my agent for a long time. And then when I moved to Chicago, she's like, I don't really represent Chicago. And I was like, oh, okay, well,
yeah. And that's kind of like, so I was doing work in New Orleans and I was like doing awesome. I was like, whoa, like I'm on set. I went to my first day on set and my ex-boyfriend's dad was the cameraman, which was really fun surprise. Had no clue that was going to happen. I was like, oh, hey, Gary, what's up? And so I'm doing this and then I talked to my parents and they're like, do you want to move home? Like we live in California. Like we'll like, we'll fund your life if you move home and just get signed here in California.
Okay.
So I packed up all my stuff, did not finish college, one semester short, packed up all my stuff, came here and I met with an acting coach and I was like, okay, like what do I do? Like, I don't know how to like get, I don't know where to go from here. Like, I don't know anybody in the industry. I'm not a Nepo baby. Like I'm just figuring this out on my own. And he's like, okay, what you're going to do is you're going to go on IMBD Pro and you're going to like look up the top 100 agents and you're going to apply to the bottom 50. And I'm a go-getter. And I went, okay. And I applied to the top 20.
Okay. That's a good, yeah.
And I got signed to one of the top 20 agencies in LA. And so I was like, whoa, oh my God, this is so exciting. And then a week later, the strike happened.
Yeah, right?
And so that's how I was like, okay, well, I'm living at home now and I'm technically signed and this is going to end up somewhere, but not for a while. So, but good times. We were at VidCon. Back to that. We were at VidCon the same year.
Yeah. What year did you say you were at VidCon?
2016.
So yeah. So 2016, I was at VidCon and I wasn't going to go to VidCon. But somebody was like, will you take my daughter to VidCon? Oh. And I'll pay for you if you take my daughter to VidCon and introduce her to people. So I take this person to VidCon and my job is to just like be like her chauffeur back and forth. But I informed him, I'm like, listen, I only really go to VidCon because I go to the parties at night. Like I show up at VidCon because it's only like a $100 and whatever dollar ticket to go to VidCon back then. I'm like, this is a big deal. Now I'm like, well, maybe I don't want to spend that. But the deal was I'd go to VidCon, I'd hang out in the lounge, I'd talk to people, I'd shoot like episodes of my web series back then. Mm-hmm. And then I would walk around a little bit. I'd sign up to win free stuff and post some Instagrams and stuff like that. But most of the time it was just like, hey, I need a bracelet for tonight's party, or I need this for that, yeah, or whatever. And that was me just going around, like going to like Adobe and being, and Adobe would be like, oh, hey, do you want a free year of Adobe? And I'd be like, yes. And so I'd sign up for that or something like that. And so I don't know. I wasn't really planning on like going anywhere. So I take this person and I'm like, I'll take her to the events I can take her to. But on the nights that it's like adult only stuff, then she has to figure out something to do on her own. And he's like, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. So I take her to like a bowling thing, and I think it was like Viner's. It was a Vine bowling thing, you know. And we're there, and she's like not talking to anybody. And I'm like, here you go. And I'm trying to get her to talk to people, and she wants to meet people. And I'm like, sure, like if we run into Grace, I'll introduce you to Grace, because Grace and I at that point, she's not to the point where it's like your people call my people type people, because Grace went through that for a while, where I was like, hey, I'm in town. Your people call my people. And I'm like, never mind. Goodbye. But anyway, it was this thing where I was trying to introduce people. And so then one day I'm sitting in the lounge, hanging out, talking to my friends. And she comes in and she like yells at me like, you're supposed to be blah, blah, blah. And I go, no, you're supposed to. She goes, why aren't you doing any of these classes? And I'm like, I don't need to do these classes because I'm old and I was like beta testing half this stuff. I don't need to know how to do this or whatever. And so then it just turned into a big mess. But I was there that year. That was the year.
So funny.
Was that the year or was it the year later? It was a year later. A year later, I was at VidCon, and I ran into, we were in this cafeteria and we were eating, and this, I saw Rebecca Black.
Oh my God.
And I got, I've done Today Show, Dr. Phil. I've been everywhere, right?
Yeah.
I got super weird star fanboy-y with Rebecca Black. And it's been the weirdest thing. Like, occasionally, just a random person, I will get very fan. Like, the other day, when we were at Vid Summit, I ran into Azzyland. And I couldn't talk to her the first time I saw her, and then I came up the second time and did talk to her and had a conversation with her. But I told her like it was her and Serena Spooky Boo was there, and she's another one I like. And it was this thing where I saw them and I'm like, oh, these guys are people that during the pandemic I watched constantly when I wasn't really like live streaming and stuff like that. But it was people that like got me interested in like playing like Among Us and stuff like that, and being in, and getting someone involved. But they were just, I just had these weird fanboy moments with people. Not all the time, but
I had that happen to me. I was on set a couple months ago before the strike, and I was like a featured extra or something like that. And so we're on set, we're in between takes, and this was being shot in New Orleans. So I don't think that this is how, I don't think this would ever happen in LA, but in New Orleans, everything's like very casual when it comes to filming. Like, we were filming at a college set, very high end production, but it just felt very chill. Like, it did not feel like we were filming a movie.
Yeah.
And so I like in between takes, I'm like, oh, like I'm going to use the bathroom. So we were just like using the bathroom of the college. Like, there was no dedicated bathroom or anything. Okay. So I'm in the bathroom. I go with like one of my other like friends that was on set with me that day. And we get bored, and we didn't have to be back on set for a while. So we like started doing yoga, and we're just like talking about all the cute boys that were on set. Like, we're like teenagers.
Yeah, yeah.
And who walks out of the stall but Barbie Ferreira, which I don't know if you've seen Euphoria or anything like that, or like Ugly Betty.
Yeah, yeah, I know, okay. I know who you're talking about.
And I just make eye contact with her, and she just like looks at me, washes her hand, walks out, and I just stood there like frozen of like, oh my God, like you're walking in on me in the bathroom doing yoga, talking about boys. Like, I was simultaneously starstruck and also just so embarrassed.
So embarrassedly, yeah, terrified. You don't know what to do in this situation. It's like, really, honestly, like now I've had Rebecca on my show a couple times.
Yeah.
And it was just this thing where, but when I first met her, it was like terrifying.
Yeah.
And it is just, I don't know. You just got to get over it. And then there'll be times where like somebody, like when I lived in New York City, I saw people all the time.
Yeah.
Like I went to church And Jim Gaffigan would always be in the pew in front of me with his kids. And but I never like got out of there and was like, oh, dude, Jim Gaffigan went to church with me and blah, blah, blah. Because it was just a weird, it's just people living normal lives. And so when I saw that, I didn't want to ever treat anybody weird or.
Yeah.
But also I wanted to look cool myself. So like I'm at the Today Show and there was a football player, Chad Ochocinco. And he was there. It was a Sunday show. And so, Chad, I'm getting my makeup done for the Today Show. And he's in the next thing. And I know who he is, but I'm just acting like, I don't know who he is, like sort of thing. I'm trying to be all cool.
Yeah.
And then I started talking about this website that I was doing that was the reason I was on the show. And then we spark up a conversation, and it was a good time. And that was just the way it was. It was like there's been numerous times where I've hung out with people or had conversations with people. And the best way to be is just like, I don't care who you are. Like Nick Jonas. Nick Jonas was when I was in New York, my mom said, get a B job, get a second job. So my second job was I was really good at social media. So this event company hired me to help them with social media. And then it turned into going to events and event planning and all stuff. And so one of the things was there was a pop up during the winter, the Christmas months, and it was a skate rink and all this stuff. And so people would come for photo shoots or for parties or for film releases and stuff like that. And so then I would be introduced to them and I'd work for them. And at the same time, I started working with AOL, and AOL had this thing called AOL Build where they would have event series and people would talk. And so they said, later on, this is when Periscope was gone. They were like, come in and do your Periscope and you can interview anybody that's on the show. And I'm like, so you want me to go on AOL's Periscope? And no, they're like, no, just be on your Periscope and just, promote AOL on your Periscope, and then if somebody's on, you can talk to them. And I've met numerous people through that. I met numerous singers and actors and comedians through that I still have good relationships with, so that's nice. But the key was I always acted like, I don't care.
Well, that's how I even like look at it, especially like I wouldn't say that I have like a ton of followers, but I mean I have a decent platform, and it took like going live, and I think that this is something unique to like anybody except musicians. So anybody that's not performing in front of a live audience that they can see the actual number of people watching them. Mm-hmm. But I got off my first few lives on TikTok and I was like, oh my God, 50,000 people just watched that live stream. And I was like, oh, well, I can't comprehend 50,000 people. So I'm going to pretend that was 5.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of my friends that do social media have that same mindset, and I've talked to actors and they all have that same mindset. And so like I've even found that most celebrities just don't even have an awareness that they are famous, because in their mind they're like, well, I'm just doing my job, and there just happens to be,
yeah, because they're not seeing
they're not seeing the amount of people watching them, and they're like, oh, like, yeah, like that's cool,
yeah,
awesome.
exactly. No, I and that's the thing, it's like I used to go with this girl, and she was on when we were on Periscope, and she'd do this thing where she'd dance around in her underwear and she'd have all these millions of followers or whatever, like watching her. And I would just do like comedy and I'd have like 50, 60 people in the room. And she'd be like, you know, if you did, I could teach you how to get more people. And I'm like, I'm not interested in, because you've got 1,000 people in your room waiting for your boob to pop out. Like, they're in there waiting for your underwear to rip or something like that, which is true. Which then happened at one point, and I was like, told you so. And then they all screenshotted and then reported it. So that's what they're in for. I'm like, I've got 50 people in here that when I log in, they're like, how are you doing? How's your dog at the time? How's your mom doing? Something like that. They're like talking to me. I'd rather have 50 people that care about me than 1,000 people that are watching me fail.
Well, that was the thing that made me so offended when I finally told my parents that I was making money, and my family, that I was like, oh yeah, like this is like my job now. And I was like saying that confidently. I was like, TikTok is my job. And they're like, so you're making money off TikTok? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, how? And I was like, live stream. And they go, so you're going live. How many people are watching you? And I was like, yeah, like about 40 to 50,000 people per stream. And they go, and you're making money from them directly? And I was like, yes. And they go, so you're doing adult content? And I was like, no. And they're like, well, then how are you getting views? I was like, because I have a nice personality.
Right.
But the fact that their mind just instantly went like, oh, like you're a girl on the internet.
Yeah.
You must be doing adult content to be making money. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's something that I you know what though? I'm gonna tell you though, that was I gotta do an ad real quick. Hold on, I gotta do a sponsor ad. real quick, here's a sponsor ad, and then I'm going to come back and have more conversation about adult content with Reese. Okay, here we go. The Brass Tap has over 150 craft beers from around the globe in an upscale neighborhood bar atmosphere. They carry almost every craft beer from almost all the Texas breweries, from Rollertown Beer Works to Tups to Peticola's Brewing. You can also count on them to deliver craft beers you're looking for. They also carry craft beers from other states and even craft beers that have been brewed by monks from overseas. They offer weekly events like pint nights, music bingo every Wednesday at 7 p.m., family feud and team trivia on Thursdays at 7 p.m., and a new live local artist every Saturday night. They also have one of the longest running happy hours in all of the DFW area with select $5 drafts, discounted shots, $6 wine, $7 drinks of the week, along with food specials under $10. You can also enjoy every major sporting game on one of their large TVs or big screens. Covered patios, which are dog friendly, and sported and special events that will always be listed on their Facebook page, such as car shows, bike nights, and events that benefit local charity groups. They have all these different locations are sponsors. Brass Tap is everywhere, but we are sponsored by Allen, Prosper, Sashi, Richardson, and Frisco. And in Richardson and Frisco locations also feature Old World Pizza made to order. You can only get that pizza at the Frisco and Richardson locations, and guests are raving about it. Any guest who mentions this sucky broadcast, you get a free appetizer of your choice. That's it. Just go in and say, hey, I was listening to this sucky broadcast, and then you get to like pick like some tater tots or whatever. Great deal, right? Go check them out. Brass Tap. Go.
I think I need to come to Texas just to go you to the Brass Tap. Wow. I mean, I get a free appetizer?
But I'm going to be like, hey, my friend Reese is going to perform. And then I'm going to have
a location in El Paso. I'll be there in a week.
El Paso? No, yeah. I'm in DFW.
I have no clue where that is.
Yeah. That's how I was in January when I decided to move here in February. I decided I'm going to move to Texas. And they're like, where? And I'm like, I don't know yet, but I'm going to move to Texas. And I already planned on moving to Texas. And then I moved here. Mm-hmm. And DFW. But I live in beautiful Arlington, Texas, which is right between Dallas and Fort Worth. Right by the airports. I always like to be right by the airports. That's important for me. I was telling you about that.
Yeah.
Because it's a matter of you can really live anywhere now. Like what COVID has taught us as actors and performers is that you can live anywhere and you're able to perform. They're going to make it work. I'm not union. I want to be clear on that. I'm not union. I'm not necessarily a fan of union type situations. I don't know if I'll ever be union. But for me, it was hard because when the strike happened, I just didn't want to look like a dick. That was my thing.
I didn't want to make a decision at 20 where it was like, if I do something right, like I just didn't know enough about the union. And it's like, well, if I'm in something now, I will never get the chance to join the union or be a part of a union production. And I just didn't want to like make that decision now and then regret it in the future. So I was like, okay, I'll stay off work for the next few months. Like
Right. Yeah. Because you're like, I don't know if at some point in the future I might be union. Mm-hmm. It could happen. Like, by fluke, it's like, oh, we're going to make a movie and we had to give you a union, whatever. And I'm like, fine, go ahead, I guess, if you want to. There's other things like, I don't know what it's called, like FICA or something like this, some other like thing that isn't necessarily union, but whatever, it's all good. But and I'm not on the writers union and so this other stuff. So I have projects. By the way, everybody, I'm gonna tell you right now that I am gonna audition Reese for one of my two pilots that I'm working on right now, because why not?
Oh my god.
There you go. Exciting. She helped me with TikTok stuff, so I am working on two different pilots, and she said something about doing stage theater, and one of the shows is about stage theater.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's what I did my entire life. My parents put me on the stage when I was 3 years old.
I had a speech impediment, I had to do speech therapy when I was growing up in kindergarten, and they would make me perform in front of the class as like exercises for speech therapy, and then after that, I kind of just was like, I like being on stage a lot. So I started doing it all the time, and then I started doing acting, and then I'm a theater major, and I've directed theater, and I've been a theater teacher, and I've thought about teaching theater in Texas. So I've I realize I can test into the teaching. Mm-hmm. I can get a teaching certificate in Texas just by testing into the theater program. Yeah. And I'm like, let's, I might just do that and then be a teacher and then work on this stuff in the evenings. Mm-hmm. It all works out. But then I had to get rid of my OnlyFans. So that's it. No, but it's, I made an OnlyFans account for my comedy. And I've been doing substitute teaching, and the kids found it. The kids were very quick to find all my content, and I was just like,
"Yeah,
oh, guys, I have inappropriate TikToks and stuff like that." And of course, the teachers didn't care. You know,
that's my biggest thing is my parents are both educators, and so they're the ones telling me, and I also am like. They're like, we don't, like, my dad's a high school teacher specifically. Mm-hmm. And my biggest fear is his students finding my account. And that is also his biggest fear. Because then not only is it like, oh, his students are, like, watching my TikTok. But then he becomes the teacher on campus that has the TikTok daughter.
I'm sure there's other TikTok daughters out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a small, like, where they moved after, like, I went to college and all that. Mm-hmm. Tiny, tiny town up in Northern California. So it's like everybody knows everybody, which it kind of feels a little bit Truman Show-ish. Like I've never lived in a culture of like talking to neighbors. Like I grew up in San Diego.
Yeah. You know? I'm going to tell you right now that that's a common feeling is that I think everybody that I've ever talked to at one point or the other has been like, I feel like the Truman Show was put out to throw me off track that I'm actually in a Truman Show situation.
Right. So we move into this neighborhood, and I've lived my entire like life of just never talking to neighbors, never even thinking about the people that live near me because I lived in cities. We move into our neighborhood. Within the first day of moving in, we have everyone on the street coming by with cookies and plants. And I was like, are you guys collecting information? Like, why are you in my house? What are you doing?
Yep.
But now we're all like really good friends with our name. But yeah, it's very much like everybody knows everybody. So everybody in our town knows that I'm a TikToker. I have more followers than double the followers of our entire population of the city.
Early on in my career, I'm from a very small, very, very small town in Iowa. And I was on TikTok, like an early TikTok, early Twitter. I'm sorry, Twitter. I was like early Twitter adapter, early Facebook adapter. I found ways to get on all these platforms.
Yeah.
And so like people would like make jokes because I'd be live streaming on Justin TV from a bar and I would just be talking to people. But because I was trying to live stream 24/7, I had a backpack with a battery, like a big giant computer battery pack in it. And I had a laptop and a camera and a Wi-Fi thing. And one day... somebody said, I don't know if you know who, I forgot his name. There's a senator from Iowa. He's a really old senator from Iowa, Chuck Grassley. So somebody put out a long time ago, there's a thing called Twitter Grader, and it put out the top Twitter people, but you could go by state. And so I was the number one person in Iowa. It was like, I was number one. And then it was like,
the senator.
And then it was Chuck Grassley, Senator Chuck Grassley. And then it was like the Des Moines Register was like number three. Then it was just like radio stations and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is great. I'm sad that site's gone. Cause back in the day I was like, oh, I'm great. And so I started to meet a lot of people from that and all that stuff. And Chuck Grassley did some content with me cause he wanted to. And I got to hang out with Collective Soul at one point and do some stuff with Collective Soul, which was funny, but I just had so many good experiences just for being on social media and stuff like that. But it was the idea that these people would harass me, and I was like, let me show you something. This is how many Twitter followers I have.
Yeah.
And this is how many subscribers. This is how many subscribers the newspaper has, and I'm like, I have twice as many subscribers as the local newspaper has.
That's so funny.
So
I think that's definitely been like a good thing about social media, is especially like, I don't know if you deal with this like as a performer, but I get like horrible stage fright, like, and I just go through it. But I found that especially with like TikTok and like what we're talking about earlier about not actually being able to see the amount of people that are like watching you, mm-hmm. has just allowed me to be like so much more confident with the content that I'm putting out there. Like it had been years since I sang in public. And I decided one night to just like do it at karaoke because I was like, why not? Like, I was at, it was my 21st birthday. I was at a bar in New York and I was like, oh, like, this will be fun. What I didn't know is that my best friend had logged into my phone and gone live off my account. And I sat back down and I look, and at the top bar, there were 3,000 people live watching. Yeah. Not even like at the end of the stream where you close it and it tells you how many people watch total. 3,000 people live watching me sing. And I was like, I just sang live in the moment in front of 3,000 people.
Yep.
And so that's feeling, when I, right? Yeah. And that's when I was like, okay, I'm going to start like making music on live because yeah. I'm like, why not? I can't actually see these people. They can't hurt me. I'll be fine.
Right. Well, let's find out if they can hurt you. No. So
yeah. Your biggest insult in the comments right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So no. Also, when did you? Oh, that was from a while ago. I get it. Okay. Yeah. You left me a message in the private chat, and I just saw it now, and I was like, nobody ever uses the private chat on this thing. So what is she saying? I was like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. And I want to make sure plug your Instagram because it's a different name.
Oh yeah.
Cause, and that's young lady. That is branding 101. You need to get them on the same name. You need to figure that out.
Everything pretty much is it's Reese Perez. Because like, that's just like, that's my stage name. Like yeah. That's what I go by. Baby Doll Alien was on TikTok. It's such a thing to like not have your name as your account. Like that's like obviously like when you look up like Reese Perez, it'll pop up.
Yeah.
But people on TikTok, I don't know why, it just became a thing to just have like a weird username. Like, what does Baby Doll Alien mean?
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah, I'm such a boomer. I'm like, I've been Bradman TV forever. I can't change that. So I got it. I got you. Okay.
But never mind then. Instagram is it's Reese Perez.
All right. So Reese is going to sing for you guys right now or play music for you right now because I decided to let her do that. And in fact, I'm going to go even farther than that. And I'm going to give her the full screen to do this right now. So.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, this is my first time playing this song live, but I wrote the song a couple nights ago. And it's because I'm sappy and I'm a big fan of platonic love. And I'm like madly platonically in love with my best friend. So I had to write her a song about one day when we're gonna be living in the same city, hopefully being roommates. That's our goal in life. Okay. So there's 1,000 miles between us. But when we talk, it's you and me just. Taking on the world. And darling, keep that head up to the sky. And don't you worry for a while. Cause everything will be just fine. And darling, I know ambition can be scary. And I might seem a little weary, and everything will be alright. And one day, you're gonna look up from your porch steps and see me waving up the floor, and it'd have been worth the extra time. And that's all you guys get for now. Because the song needs to be finished. Thank
that was
you.
Awesome. I gotta put us both back on the screen. There you go. That was great. That was awesome. That was wonderful.
Thank you. That's a post-COVID voice.
Hey, listen. That's fine. You can. I said you're very. When you were singing the other day, you're very Amy Winehouse sounding.
Thank you.
And I was like, that's great. And I was like trying to recommend song for you and all that good stuff. But this is going to be great. I'm really excited for all your music to come out. How are you distributing it yourself?
So what's currently happening, which is kind of crazy. This is a fun little story to tell on live, is I did that stream literally a few nights ago. This is all very new stuff. And I don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about, but I didn't have to sign an NDA. So I'm going to talk about as much as I want. So I got up live and I had this producer DM me and he's like, you have a really phenomenal voice. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Thank you so much. I don't really know how to react to compliments, but thank you.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want you to write one of my songs. Like, he's like, I have the entire song. It's completely done. You write your lyrics. And I'll put you on. I was like, okay. And I was like, kind of thing. I was like, this can't be like a real guy. Like, this must be like just like an up and coming artist. I look him up, tons of guys, tons of listeners on Spotify and all that. Mm-hmm. And so then he's like, hop on a Zoom with me this, you know, like later this week. So last night we hop on a Zoom call. He basically tells me that he's working with this huge management team, like 25 people, and they're trying to find the perfect vocalist for the song. And he as the creator of the song, is pitching me, which is like really nerve-wracking.
That's awesome.
So
maybe you shouldn't talk about this. I feel like I don't know.
I'm not saying any names. So okay. I'm in the clear. Okay. So we were on Zoom last night until like 5 a.m. Song is pretty much almost done. Like we in one night did. I wrote the entire lyrics because that's like what I do. Like I have hundreds and hundreds of just completed songs with lyrics mm-hmm. that are just ready to be made into songs at any moment. So we just were working and recorded vocals, and it was a fun time. And he's also teaching me how to play music because I don't know how to play guitar or piano. So I know chords. And so that's what I do on GarageBand is I just like press when I need to like change the chords and what chords I want to play. But yeah. He's like teaching me how to like actually like play like a real instrument. But that is the goal currently. So if I get picked by the management team, which hopefully I will, like fingers crossed, that'll be my first song getting released as a vocalist with a major artist.
That's awesome.
And then hopefully from there I can start releasing my own stuff.
Yep. Then you'll be on America's Got Talent, like that.
I don't know about that one.
Well, one of them. The Voice.
I everything like the voice. The Voice
is acoustically. So
I like The Voice because like you actually get to grow as a singer, and it's like less of a competition of like you mess up once, you're off the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was what American Idol used to be a long time ago, and then they kind of just changed it and switched it around and did all this other stuff, but I'm sure there's plenty of opportunities to get seen and all that good stuff. So that's what's important, is that you're the important thing is that you're getting seen, that you're getting heard. I use like a self-distribution company for my stuff. Like I put out a couple rap songs or whatever. And so like you can like, and then I sit around and be like, hey, will you dance this song on TikTok so that it'll become popular? Yeah. So I'll send you my link later. Okay. I don't know. It's kind of I don't know if I want you dancing to this song. It's kind of a weird song. I don't know. Maybe I do. I don't know. I know. Cause I know you'd get me views. So you'd get me listens on that. So maybe. Yeah.
But in terms of my own distribution, currently I'm just kind of like posting little clippets of my songs on TikTok.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of how you have to do it as an artist these days, is you blow up on TikTok and then a record label reaches out to you. And that's how I've seen all the current, like Tate McRae, Noah Kahan, like all of these current big artists got big on TikTok.
Yeah. But I use DistroKid. That's why I use the distribute stuff.
Okay.
Because it's like $40 a year or whatever. And they put your stuff on TikTok and Instagram. And so then people can use it as sound. And that's what I like about it, is that then you share it and you're like, hey, other people share it. You still get paid from it.
Yeah.
But it's tricky. I wish I could figure out how to just put it on my own.
Yeah, I need to get some. I mean, I've just been super lucky with just like making friends with the right people. So like one of my really good friends owns his own recording studio, and he's been trying to get me in for ages, and I've just been too nervous. So I think sometime in January I'm gonna go in and just spend an entire day recording everything I have.
That's awesome. And then you have
releasing it.
Yeah, that's all you can do. That's all you can do. And I would say continue to meet, like, you're on TikTok going to other people's lives. You know how it is. You don't need me to tell you how to do this stuff. So, because you never know who you're going to,
who you're going to run into. Yeah. I mean, I think that's what you were saying about New York too, is like that experience I had at the bar where the producer came up to me and was like, let's make music together. I would have never expected that that was not my intention of going out to the bar that night. I was just going out to have a good time, and I ended up in a recording studio at 6 a.m. Like,
you never know. That's what I'm saying. That's, I was talking about going to bars in New York City, because we'd go out to karaoke in Little Italy, and it was a bar that everybody would show up at. And so you just have random, like, some guy came in once, and then as he was leaving, I bumped into him, and he's like, shh. And he went, he had his hood over his head, and he left. And somebody goes,
that's mysterious.
Well, he goes, somebody was like, I think he plays for the Jets. And I go, oh, he was a football player. Just like came in, did a shot, and then like went out with his hood on, like nobody knew it was him. And then some other guy would get up and sing all the time. I'm like, he's a really good singer. And they're like, yeah, he's in the Godfather movie. And I was like, oh. What? Like, there was a lot of people in Little Italy that were in the Godfather movie. Though,
see, so for me, I just have my little spot. I'm not going to say the bar because I go there every time in New York and I get scared of like people finding me from my own social media. But I have this little, it's tiny, like probably the size of my, like maybe double the size of my room, but tiny little gay bar in Bushwick. And every week.
Okay, that would be, no.
And that would be that one. And every week they do karaoke. And so whenever I'm in town, I drag my best friend. I'm like, okay, we're going here. This is our spot. And everyone there is amazing. Like the bartender's a comedian. So he's like hilarious. And yeah, good little place.
Yeah, that's it. Karaoke is the best. So I probably do know where it's at.
We can talk later.
Yeah, because I mean, I go to karaoke. I went to karaoke everywhere in New York. Like that was the thing, was like there was a while when I had nothing going on, but I had the money coming in for the show, so I had nothing to do. So I would like, go to a different karaoke place every night, and we would just go to karaoke every night. So
that's the dream. Like I'm just finally getting at a place where I can just travel whenever I want. Yeah. And I love it.
I want to get back to that point. And so that's what I'm trying to do. So
well, we'll blow up your TikTok live.
Yes, that's all I need to get blown up on TikTok. That's all I need is to go back on to, because it used to be no big deal when I was on the old days on Periscope and stuff like that. So I'm sure it won't be that big deal.
Now everyone just battles each other for money. That's literally how people make money on TikTok, is through TikTok battles.
I saw, and we're maybe old man me may have reported this individual, but there was a girl who's a Twitch streamer, by the way. We're on Twitch right now because I like to stream live when we're doing this.
Did she sell bathwater by chance?
No, but okay. She was on. But what she was doing was, she was streaming, and she was battling herself on another account. And I said, and I reported her. I said, I don't know if this is legal or not, but I just wanted to bring to your attention that this girl is essentially on both accounts, telling her fans to up both the accounts so that she can get more. Like, she's claiming it's for something else, but really, she's just getting money off the deal.
Yeah.
Like, I was really mad. I saw a TikTok live stream the other day, and everybody was in the TikTok live stream, mm-hmm. and they were tipping the TikTok live stream, and I was like, shouldn't you guys go over to the performers' rooms and tip them in the performers' room? Because are they getting any money for the TikTok live recording?
What do you mean? Oh, like, when we go live on TikTok?
Six people go live on TikTok, and then TikTok Live is running it, and
they all get the money. Yeah.
Okay, so they split up the TikTok Live money too. Okay.
No, it's a little bit confusing. So when you see the TikTok Live official account going live with like I've done it quite a few times where I go live with TikTok official.
Okay.
Basically, because it's all done through TikTok, I'm just starting the live stream on my account. So anybody that goes to my account can just click it and go live. Okay. But then it's basically being dual streamed through the TikTok Live account. So they're showing my live stream through my account. So if they're sending money, it's going directly to my live. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right. It's counting as my live stream.
I will learn that stuff when my agent finally calls me.
I know. Your agent seems awful. What is she doing with her life?
I missed an onboarding thing, so I totally get it. So it's all good.
I know. Hopefully you know how to use Discord. That's like
I do know how to use Discord. I remember I hated Discord forever because I was like, this is for gamers. Yeah.
I don't know how to use it.
Right. Well, but I'd rather be on Discord than be on Slack. Thank you, Slack.
I use that for my other jobs. So currently, working 4 jobs at the moment, but one of my jobs uses Slack, and it's like, oh, I don't like this.
Right. I just screened up my dog, everybody, so if you wonder what I was doing. Then it didn't do any good because he's still barking in the other room. So anyways, I'm going to wrap things up with you and let you go for the evening. And so my biggest question for you was going to be, where are the different places where people can find you?
Yeah, so on TikTok, y'all can find me at baby.alien, just like that. And then on Instagram, and these are basically the only 2 platforms you can find me on. Like, I'm not active on Twitter or Facebook or any of that other stuff. So, BabyDollAlien on TikTok, and then it's ITS Reese Perez on Instagram.
Okay, so now that I know that you've got 30 minutes until this goes live for the podcast or whatever, I suggest, even though you're not active on some of these other platforms, you at least reserve the names ASAP.
Okay.
The next, just in case you would blow up and then somebody's like, oh, I just took your Twitter account. Now give me $100,000 and you can have it back, sort of thing. So I'm just saying, there you go. I just put you on the spot. So now you have like 30 minutes before I make this go live on the podcasting platforms. Because I'm pretty sure the one person I got watching over on Twitch right now is going to be okay. Anyway, so I didn't really warn anybody I was going to live stream. So this is the deal. So you know what, Reese? I am happy that I stumbled upon your stuff. I wish you nothing but the best. I know we're going to be working together because you're my agent now on TikTok for the agency. And I'm looking forward to all this stuff. I'm looking forward to creating. And like I said, I will help you with the stuff that I'm working on, sliding, you know, some sort of weird TikTok nepotism thing going on.
Yeah. Well, I love nepotism. I'm not against it.
Yeah. And definitely, I'm going to take your little performance and put it out as its own little separate feed for today too. So, because that's what I do. All right. So that's it. That's it. I'm going to let you go. Don't leave so I can say goodbye to you, but I got to close out the show. That's what I got to do right now. So I'm going to end the show right now. Guys, you've been watching this sucky broadcast. I'm very happy with this sucky broadcast, and I just want you to know that I'm really happy with this broadcast. And the only way that this broadcast is going to continue to grow is if you guys take the time to promote it. So please follow us on all of our different social media platforms. Check us out on thissuckybroadcast.com. If you are listening to us on a podcast, take a moment to click on the share button on the podcast. And just send it out to like one or two different people. Because when you guys send it out, you help us grow. You help us get more followers. And you help us become more of everything. And that's what's important. That we're more of everything. I make this outro way too long so that I can talk over it and get everything that I need to get taken care of. But that's it. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll be back next week with another installment. I know the holidays are coming up, but I'll probably be doing shows for the next few weeks. If you're around, also check out my other new podcast, which is called The Love Stream. It's sort of like an internet version of Loveline with relationships and all that good stuff that you can learn and talk about from me, where I break up with people on my other channel. I love you guys. Have a good rest of your day and a good week.
You've been listening to This Sucky Broadcast. Learn more at thissuckybroadcast.com.